How lies are mixed in with the truth. Source. Here is a classic example of lies mixed in with the truth. I really don't like to call out someone who publishes a lot of truth and inserts lies now and then, but sometimes it's necessary. Case in point, Mike Adams' recent article, located at the link above. Here we are told from an inside military source that the Earth will end when a tenth planet that can only be seen by infrared telescope will be zooming by Earth and create 200 miles per hour winds, destroying all life. Gerald L. K. Smith. First, as flat Earth believers, we know that planets don't exist, period. When you have a big following and you put out a lot of good articles, people will believe the lies that are wedged in between. So, is the case with this so-called 10th planet that is whizzing by? Could this insider be a plant to distract us from the real killing that is going on? I believe so. It's like the magician who distracts you to look elsewhere while you are doing something the other hand. It's the vaccine, gene-altering therapy, that is going to kill us and has already killed many of us that we have to worry about. It's the coming forced vaccination that will get the resistors and freedom-loving people that will kill us, not some planet that will create 200 miles per hour winds. It's strange that there is not a 1,000 miles per hour wind caused by the spinning Earth that will kill us, but some other body in space that will do it. The globe heads would say, well, you see it's gravity, blah blah blah, that prevents us from feeling wind of the spinning Earth, of feeling the 66.6 thousand mile wind that would normally would be created as we travel around the sun, etc. Well, if it's gravity that somehow prevents our atmosphere from being affected by the speeds that we are going, why can't this gravity prevent us from feeling this planet that is passing by? Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself. When this event doesn't happen, that's when they'll say, it's gravity that saved us. And, with Planet X, or whatever they call it, being invisible, the dumb sheep will believe what they say. Notice that we are told in this article, at the above link, that it can only be visible by infrared telescope. Since 99.999% of the people don't have an infrared telescope, there would be no one to call their bluff, except us flat earthers. And for those that do have this telescope, they would be told, you didn't look in the right place at the right time, and the people would believe that too. There are many other lies that have crept into the Christian/patriot/truth-seekers camp, but that would take a series of articles to cover, which I would write about later and in another place. Why? Because it's of such a nature that if I posted everything here, this site might be taken down, as it's not politically correct. Just let me say this, that what some of the things that the Christian right believes in today is not what we believed in 50 years ago, or even 30 years ago. To leave you with a little hint, just take any conservative, Christian publication that was written back then, look at their statement of beliefs that some of them have, and you'll see what they believed in. In fact, the older Christian/patriots who are still living today would tell you that if a person today who considers themselves right-wing were to espouse those same beliefs back in the 1960s, for example, they would be considered a leftist. I'll leave it at that.